following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to our client support call this evening. My name is Frida Keller. I'm a registered nurse, and tonight I'm going to be joined by Dr. Mark Nelson. We are also certified health coaches with Optavia and are so happy to be here with you tonight. This call is for our current and potential Optavia clients, health coaches, and health professionals, and it's going to last for 30 minutes. It is designed to be an interactive call where you can ask your questions and get answers from health professionals right away. We're going to begin by hearing from a few of you who are on the line joining us tonight. Then Dr. Nelson is going to share a quick health tip for this week, and after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, hit *6 on your phone to unmute. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far. Then please dial *6 on your phone again so we can keep the line as clear as possible. So let's get started. Who's out there with us tonight? I'm hoping Dr. Nelson's here at least.
Stephanie's here.
I'm here, Frida.
Hi, Dr. Nelson. And I just heard Stephanie.
Yeah, hi. I've been on the program for about a week and a half, and I've lost just under 10 pounds.
Oh, wow. So how does that make you feel?
It's phenomenal. Wow. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to just keep going.
That's wonderful,
wonderful.
Stephanie. And thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Sure. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi. I've lost 92 pounds.
Oh, my.
And I'm a health coach now and paying it forward, feeling fantastic, got my health back, and have a life that I never thought I'd have again.
Lisa, that's wonderful. Can you tell me one thing, just one, that you never thought you'd do again? That you can.
I never thought I'd be able to exercise again.
Oh, good for you. Congratulations. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us and joining the team and paying this forward, Lisa.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kat.
What? I heard someone say, my name is?
Ann Carter.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, I'm in Roanoke, Virginia. I'm a health coach, 64 years young, and I lost 56 pounds going on almost 4 years ago.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ann. So you've been able to keep your health moving forward in these last 4 years?
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. And thanks for sharing tonight. And I did hear one other person try to say hi. Who was that?
Hi, this is Kathleen Hammack. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Been on the program for 8 weeks, lost 20 pounds, and I'm a health coach.
Oh, my gosh, 20 pounds. Congratulations. Are you feeling better?
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful, Kathleen, and thank you so much for joining us. Now I'm going to ask everyone to mute their phones again. And Dr. Nelson, I did hear you, and hello and welcome to the call with me tonight.
Well, Frida, thank you. It's always an honor and a privilege to be on this call and join you and welcome everyone to this call. So, you know, we're here to answer your questions very briefly. I'm just going to talk a little bit about exercise that I think most of you know in Dr. Anderson's Habits of Health and in his ebook, Stop, Challenge, and Choose. And in other places, I'm sure you're learning about how important exercise can be in terms of our mental and physical health. So Just to remind you, regular exercise can help prevent type 2 diabetes, some cancers, stroke, and heart disease. It can help control blood pressure. Adding 1 pound of muscle mass can burn an additional approximately 70 calories a day. Exercising can help us lose weight and maintain a healthy weight. It can improve our sleep. It can improve our strength and improve our mood as well. It can lengthen our lifespan and can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease and many others. And, of course, it's fun and a great way to spend time with ourselves and with others. So here's to exercise.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Nelson. And, you know, just to add one more tip, and I will admit that is one of my areas of focus that I really need to focus on. And my health coach constantly reminds me that the best exercise for me is the one that I'm going to do. So I love that, you know, we all find the things. I love it when you said it was fun, because that's the exercise that we will do.
Well, you're absolutely right. And I think that's very important, because sometimes people think there's only one thing they can do or should do. And in fact, it really is what you enjoy. It could be walking, it could be dancing, it could be anything. And the important thing is to be active, move your body, walk in the woods, enjoy yourself. You know, absolutely. So yeah, I think that is great advice, and I certainly agree with that.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that, and again, reminding me and keeping it you know, there in the forefront. So we're going to go ahead, and we'd love to get right to our questions, and it can be about exercise or anything else that you would like to address with us tonight. So does anybody have a question out there? Oh, my. Don't forget, you have to hit *6 on your phone to unmute. Hello.
Hi, this is Lisa. I have a question.
Sure. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. That I have lost quite a bit of weight. It's a little bit harder now for me to have a consistent weight loss. I did reach my first goal, but I'd like to go down maybe another 15 pounds. And it was suggested to me to maybe increase my calorie intake, that might get me going again. Can you input on any of that?
Well, I would love to share just a little bit with you. First of all, if I'm understanding, let me get some clarity. Are you, like, you lost weight and then maybe got onto some maintenance? Now you're thinking about getting back on the 5-1 to lose some additional weight. Is that correct?
Actually, no. I got to my first goal, and then I started to transition for about a week, and then I said, no, I want to go down another 20 pounds. So it's taken me months just to get that other 5 pounds off. And
Well, and you know, and what I want to share with you, because I experienced some of this myself. I initially lost over 100 pounds and then was doing fine, and then needed, you know, to get some more off. And when I got back on the 5-1, it just wasn't like the first time. And I had the privilege of talking to the head of our nutritionist at one of our meetings, the head of the nutritionist with MetaFast, and she was at one of our meetings, and I had the privilege to talk with her. One of the things she told me that just really struck a chord with me, she said, remember that when you started this program, you were a much bigger body.
Right.
And she said, now you're not. And so your metabolism, everything has changed. And she made the analogy She did it with the best spirit, and I thought, wow, what a great analogy. She said, just imagine a Big Mac truck, one of these big tractor trucks, you know. And she said, that engine is huge, and it burns really, really well. When you can get it running, it really, really works well, and it burns a lot, and it forces a lot. And she said, and then imagine a little, really cute, tiny little economy car. That engine is fine for the body that it's in, but it doesn't have the power that that 18-wheeler had. Mm-hmm. And she said that was kind of what I was experiencing, that that 5-in-1 was still going to work. It was still going to be fine, but it wasn't going to be with that force. I mean, I was losing so well for so long and then slowed down, you know, because I did. I got onto maintenance. And when I kicked it in again, it was like, what happened? And that's all it was. And I realized that through the years. Thank goodness I don't have that big engine anymore. So I don't have to burn. It doesn't burn quite that forcefully. So, you know, as far as increasing your calorie intake, I would not increase your calories if you're doing the 5-in-1. I would really get strict on that and work with the health with your health coach on making sure that you're doing that correctly. And I think exercise would be something that you really could add in to help with those last few pounds. Dr. Nelson, I know that you are fabulous with that exercise. Do you have anything else to put in there for me?
You know, Frieda, I think you basically covered it. I agree. It is, the 5-in-1 is different as our bodies change and as we change and as we lose weight, as Frieda has said so well. And, you know, it is a process of change and transformation. And that includes how much exercise we can do and how strong we can get and how far we can walk or run before we feel short of breath or tired. It's all of those things. So I think the core principle is that if you want to lose more weight, you know the 5-in-1 works for you. It doesn't mean you're going to lose the same amount of weight in the same time, but if you do the 5-in-1, you will lose weight. Now, you want to hydrate well, you want to get the sleep you need, and understand that if you do significant physical activity, you may need to add a fueling or half of a lean and green, depending on how active you are, right?
Okay.
But the 5-in-1 is really the core. And so how do you know if you may need to add a lean and green or half a lean and green or another fueling? The way you know is what most people report is they say, oh, I started exercising. I used to be able to run a mile or two. Now I can't finish a mile. I'm really tired. I feel headachy. I feel really tired. I feel really hungry. What they're basically saying is that they're outstripping the nutrients that they're taking in on the 5-in-1. That usually does not happen with mild to moderate exercise. But if you really ramp it up and you're doing significant stuff, it's going to happen. And then it's fine if you take in more nutrition. You can still lose weight doing that, right? So it is a balance, right? It's like anything else. It's like drinking a lot, but not too little and not too much. So it's a balance, and you're working with your coach, getting a sense of really how your body feels. You will know what to do automatically and instinctively, right? So, and as Frieda said, work with your coach, of course.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, You're Lisa. Welcome. That's a great question.
This
anybody
is Kathleen
else out
I
there? Hi, Kathleen.
Yes, hi. Hello. I have a question. Has anybody ever had, I can't even say the word, it's called IC, cystitis, interstitial, I don't even know how to say that. It's a
interstitial cystitis?
Thank you.
Is it with your bladder? Is that what you're, okay.
Yes. Yes.
That's okay. I get tongue-tied all the time.
Has anybody had that flare up being on the program?
I have not experienced that, Dr. Nelson.
Yeah, not to my knowledge. There's nothing about our program that would cause cystitis. It's got nothing to do with what we do. So, you know, yeah, no, it's, I mean, now and then when people are doing the program, right, things happen. And nice, and the things that we know will happen if you do the program are things that you know, are predictable, because the 5-in-1 has been around for 35 years, right? Meaning that we know people, they'll lose weight, they'll probably have to buy new clothes. Now and then people may report mild symptoms like hunger, fatigue, headache, what have you. But we don't see diseases occurring. That's not what happens on this program. We see many diseases that can improve as a result of weight loss. We know many diseases can improve, sometimes go away, right, as a result of weight loss. That's well known in the literature. But we don't see people developing diseases because of this program. So that's really good news. People get healthier as a rule, and we see a whole lot less disease as a rule as well.
Great. Thank you.
One other thing about interstitial cystitis, I would say, is that that person is probably under the care of a urologist for that. And so I definitely would encourage that they share our program and, you know, the fact with their physician. I do know that there are some things that people eat that can irritate that, but that's one of the beauties of our program, is that it's so well balanced and that it's healthy proteins and healthy carbohydrates and vegetables that we're getting, those kind of things. But I would really encourage that person to share what our program is with that urologist and see if there would be any recommendations that your urologist would have.
Okay, great. I will share that with her. Thank you.
Sure.
Hi, this is Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, I have a question about the Habits of Health Dashboard app. I like to use it to track my food and exercise. I'm on the 5-in-1 plan, but I don't find all the new Optavia choices included. Is there going to be an update issued at some point?
Ooh, that's a great question. I do not know that answer.
my understanding, Patty, is there, as we are transforming into Optavia, right? That is a very big project, as you can imagine, and a good deal of it's been completed, but some of it is still in progress. That is one of the things that will be addressed. So, yeah, I fully expect that. We will all have more tools and resources at our disposal as clients and as coaches, and that's a work in progress.
Great. I do like it a lot and look forward to updates then. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. And I was going to say, I do know that, yeah, there's some fabulous tools that are coming. They just kind of gave us a little bit at conference this summer just to wet our whistle and make us really anxious for them. So everybody stay tuned, because there's some fabulous things that are coming.
Hi, this is
Hi.
Ramona.
That's
quick,
okay.
I'm
who's first?
Hi, this is Ramona.
Hi, Ramona.
Hi. I'm a certified health coach, and I'm very active in exercising. And I'd like to know your opinion about using branched-chain amino acids, BCAAs.
I have no clue.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do have a clue. So I think what's important to know is that the most important question is that you're getting enough protein for what you're doing, for your body weight, for your body type, for the amount of activity you're doing. I'm partial to plant protein. I'm basically a vegan except for fish, and we can talk about that. But I think if you're eating healthy protein, I think there's a real consensus that one doesn't need additional branched chain amino acids. Now, if your protein is really not sufficient, then you it's not going to hurt you. You can certainly, find a good quality branched chain amino acid powder and take advantage of that. But if your protein intake is adequate, and you're getting the protein that you need. You know, one generally doesn't need those. So I'm not saying they're bad for you. I'm simply saying that in general, if we're eating enough protein and it's obviously good quality protein, then we usually do pretty well.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hi, my name's Carlos, and I am on the 5-in-1. I've been on it for about almost a week and a half, and I'm enjoying it so far. Last I checked, I was down about 6 pounds. I haven't been on the scale in a couple of days, so hopefully it's even more than that. But I did have a question. Is it typical to experience a little constipation while your body's adjusting to this new eating, or is it something that I'm doing wrong? Because I'm feeling not where it's really bad, but I feel like it's feeling a little constipation, and I didn't know if that was something that's typical to expect, and if it's not, then what should I do to correct that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Carlos. And first of all, don't feel alone. It is something that can occur, because here's what I do know. As we begin this program, we change our eating habits, and we can really kind of give our body a little shock there. And so our systems have to take some time to adjust, and it's not quite sure exactly what's going on just yet. Some clients will or can experience some constipation. Some clients can have some diarrhea. The whole thing is, we're not quite sure exactly how your gut will respond, but it's not uncommon. One thing is, remember, you're taking in less, so you will have less to come out. So one of the things I always encourage is, you know, don't just look at how often you are going, but also, am I uncomfortable? Is this creating a problem? You know, is it a change in my stool or those kind of things? One of the beauties of the OptaVia fuelings is that it does have our probiotics in them, which will help your digestive health, and it will also help your system to digest the foods that you are taking in. Another thing that we will recommend is make sure that you are getting your adequate amount of water in every day, up to 64 ounces is what they encourage. So that fluid intake is really important too. And if that continues, I know that we often will recommend just one of your bulk laxatives that you can get over the counter, such as Metamucil, Benefiber, those kind of things. When looking for those, I always look for a sugar-free, and I will compare of all of the sugar-frees, which one has the least amount of carbohydrates in it.
Okay.
And then take it as it's directed.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not feeling to a point where it's uncomfortable. I just noticed, you know, it may be like a couple of days and nothing's happened, but I didn't take into consideration that I'm taking in less food than I used to. So that was a good point. I'm glad you brought that up. So, yeah.
Sure.
But thanks for that. I'll keep that in mind, and I'll definitely try to increase my water. That's been something that I've been kind of struggling with, but I'm getting better at it. So I'll just keep at it. Thank you.
Well, wonderful. Yeah, that's fabulous.
Water, you know, all the things Frida said are right on target, of course. The other thing to remember is some of the vegetables are higher in fiber than others. So broccoli is higher in fiber, so is Brussels sprouts, you know, cauliflower. Mm-hmm. So the higher fiber vegetables will be helpful to you. The other thing is, as you said, hydrating really well. And the other is walking. You want to get out there and you want to walk, right? If we're sitting around all day, things sit around in us, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, you're paying attention to all those things, I think, should make a difference.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. That was a great question. Thank you, Carlos.
Mm-hmm.
We still have a few minutes, about 5 or 6 minutes, if anyone else has anything to ask or share. I did want to share too, while we were talking of intestines and our bodily functions, just to share with everyone, one of the things that I experienced, because I did the 5-in-1 for 10 months and when I first got started, and it was amazing how I would experience, every once in a while, I would have maybe a little bit of touch of constipation, and then it was fine. You know, I worked with my health coach, and it wasn't a big problem, but then it would also, every once in a while, I'd have maybe a touch of diarrhea, and again, I think it was just my system adjusting, and, you know, I stuck it out, and it wasn't anything debilitating, so I was very willing to address those things. Exercise is fabulous for helping our system get into a rhythm. Carlos, that is one thing. With just a week and a half in, I would, you know, work closely with your health coach, and they will let you know, okay, now's a good time to really get that exercise going. But doesn't mean you can't get up and walk, like Dr. Nelson said, because he's right. We sit still. Everything else will sit still too. So anything else that anyone would like to share?
Hello. I would like.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is the first time I called in. So I've been on the program since yesterday. My name is Karen. And
hi, Karen.
I just have a question regarding exercise. So I generally like to exercise, and I was told not to necessarily exercise in the beginning. So when can I exercise? And, you know, What constitutes exercise?
Well, what if I can just jump in here, what is it that you'd like to do?
Well, I play racquetball. I like to go to the gym and take some different classes. There's, you know, Zumba, body pump, HIIT, different. I walk a lot, so I generally walk about 4 miles several times a week. So I just wasn't sure, you know, how much I can do, or if it's going to slow my metabolism down in the end because my body is used to my consistent exercise. So if I'm better to not exercise and then add it back in later, or what I should do.
I mean, I think a lot of that is really up to you. Do you know what I'm saying? So what we generally suggest is to pursue one goal at a time. And if your primary goal is to lose weight, we always recommend cutting back the exercise, perhaps cutting it in half, or for people who aren't that active, not necessarily doing any significant exercise for the first, you know, 2 weeks as a rule, just so our body gets used to what is new and different now, right? Fewer calories, more nutrients, a structured meal plan, what have you, to get into a mild fat-burning state, which usually happens by day 3 or 4. So I think it's, you know, it's fine to do some things. I think if some people say, you know, if I don't exercise, I go crazy. I really can't stop. If I stop or really slow it down, I'm going to be a basket case. Then we can, with the work of your coach, right, tailor the program so it's still following the principles of the Fuelings and a Lean and Green for people who either, you know, really want to exercise, or maybe it's their occupation, maybe they're a tennis pro, right, and they can't stop, right? So
right.
we can certainly adjust the program, though the easiest thing for you, if it's okay with you, is to, you know, cut your exercise back, not to do anything strenuous or for prolonged periods. Meaning, let's say you typically work out in the gym for an hour, I would recommend, are you okay with half an hour? See what I'm saying? So that just makes it easier, because then you're likely to be fine with a 5-in-1. But again, that's just being in touch with you, and your coach will do that with you. If you say, you know what, I worked out for half an hour and I really feel really hungry, your coach might say, well, you can have another fueling. So instead of the 5-in-1, the 6-in-1. But the easiest thing in terms of following the 5-in-1 as it is, right, is to not do that much exercise for those first 2 weeks. And then if you want to gradually ramp it up, we encourage people to be active. Exercise is a habit of health. And then just working with your coach, so you're staying within the guardrails of the program, meaning if we need more nutrition, it's not a Big Mac and cheese, right? It's another fueling or half of a lean and green. Because the fact is, if we do that, we'll do fine. So I've had people on the 6-1 or the 7-1, and they've been fine. One of them was a woman who was a volleyball player, and she lost 20 pounds in her first month, right? And she was doing, you know, she was doing the 6-1, ended up going to like a 5-2, and she was completely fine, and she lost the weight, right? But she couldn't stop her volleyball because that's what she did. So that's a little more, that can be a little more challenging for clients and coaches, but it's certainly very doable. So I think the most important question is, what are you comfortable with? What are you willing to step back from a little bit for the first 2 weeks? And then certainly get back to the exercise you want, though understand that the more one does and the more one does and the more strenuous it is, the more nutrition a person's going to need, obviously. Can one lose weight doing that? Yes, but it's a little more difficult just in terms of adjusting the caloric intake, the hydration to the exercise.
Okay. Yeah, because I just didn't know if it would mess up as far as metabolism. So once I got to my goal weight, I thought perhaps I would maintain it with the exercise, reintroducing it. So if I continue to do some exercise throughout the first few months, once I get my weight down, it will be okay, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and, okay. You know, look, I exercise all the time, and I'm not doing the 5-1, but I certainly use some of the fuelings, and I have no problem maintaining my weight. And, you know, just to be aware, one can exercise a lot and still gain weight. Right, that's not that hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's
so
me.
So I'm just saying that's where, if you're really learning healthy habits, using the fuelings as tools, hydration, you know, and moving forward to a healthy nutrition plan, right, which is all laid out in the Habits of Health, right, you can certainly exercise and maintain your weight. I'm simply saying there's a misconception out there that if we exercise a lot, we can eat whatever we want. For most people,
right,
that's simply not true.
No.
So.
One other very quick question. Can you combine, so let's just say I wanted to eat one of the biscuits with my dinner instead of having that fueling later in the day. Does it matter if you eat that at that with your lean and green?
You know,
one of the things, I'm sorry, that's Nelson, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that the principle of the 5-1, the most important principle, is frequent small healthy meals every 2.5 to 3 hours. Is it okay to double up? It is. But we don't want people going more than a few hours without some nutrition, right? But it's fine to double up. And also, the order is not that important. Whether one has the lean and green for breakfast, lunch, or splits it between lunch and dinner, it's more that every 2.5 to 3 hours, we want to make sure we're putting some fueling in our body. Does that answer the question?
Yes. Okay. Well, thank
you. Well, and I was just going to add that one of the things I know our nutritionist will say too, and for some people, me included, it was the habit of, well, if I like it and I add it, you know, it's too much in a serving at a time. That was one of my habits. In other words, yeah, I love the biscuit and it's great with the dinner, so let me add it in, when actually it was more food than I really needed to eat at that one fueling. So that was a habit. So I had to work really close with my coach to make sure that I didn't do those kind of things. And, well, not that I didn't do them, that I developed different habits. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay, good, good. Well, thank you so much for that, Karen.
Oh, thank you.
Listen, I apologize. I have a Zoom I must hop on, so I'm going to say goodbye. And but Frida, thank you so much, and thanks for everyone on the call. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank
you,
Dr. Nelson.
You.
I was going to close it up. Yeah, so everybody,
thank you
from both Dr. Nelson and I for joining us and sharing with us tonight. Remember, you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast, and you can hear a few weeks prior recordings of these helpful calls on your Health Coach's co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call should be available within 48 hours. If you have questions for a health professional that you did not get to ask tonight or between support calls, you can email Laurie Anderson at takeshapenow@gmail.com. That's takeshapenow@gmail.com. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Next week, you can join Laurie Anderson and Dr. Greg Caesar, our planned host. Also, our Habits of Health webinar actually has begun. To access that webinar, simply log in to www.zoom, and that's zoom.us, www.zoom.us. Enter this ID number, 11331215 13. Again, that number is 11331215 13. Congratulations, everyone, on investing some time in your health this evening. We're glad you joined us, and everyone, have a great night. Good night.
Audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.